You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
These last programs have been some amazing programs. We've been talking about Starlink, the 5G network that's being launched by SpaceX, Elon Musk. We talked about Neuralink, where they're actually putting this computer device in the brain. We talked and showed it actually how it works. We talked about artificial general intelligence, some of the prophetic encounters that God has given me, showing me, you know, what's going to be taking place. But it's actually happening in this very day. When you think about it, it says, you know, in the book of Revelation, it talks about in Revelation chapter 13, you know, that there will be this economy, the way business is done, the way you do business, the way that money is handled, the selling of something, the buying of something, that's the very thing that will be controlled in the last days. We'll talk more about that. But when you think about this, the first person that comes to mind is the founder of Amazon. Amazon's probably the largest marketer now on the face of the earth, you know, estimated to be. And you're looking at, thinking about it, it's like, my goodness, this guy is worth over $100 billion. He's like the top, one of the top richest people on the face of the earth. Why? Because he's Mr. Merchant Man for the whole, you know, earth. They're delivering packages overnight. They're delivering medicines. They're delivering different things taking place. And so what we're going to find out here in this interview with Glenn Beck is he's interviewing Jeff Brown. They're talking about artificial intelligence and they're talking about Amazon. It was so amazing because Amazon is one of the most prolific artificial intelligence companies on the earth, Jeff Brown says. Take a look.
They're going to be blindsided. They're not going to see this stuff coming.
I'll give you a good example of a good actor and a proactive, positive action taken by Amazon, not surprisingly, I think, actually. So Amazon has undergone an effort to train tens of thousands of its employees on machine learning, a form of artificial intelligence, over the course of the next several years. Most people don't know this, but Amazon is one of the most prolific artificial intelligence companies on Earth. They use it pervasively throughout their entire business, everything from their logistics business to, I don't know, have you ever been in one of their Go stores? It's extraordinary. You walk into the front of the door, you open your Amazon application, you scan it through the gate, you walk in, take a bag, take things off the shelf, whatever you want, and you just walk out the store. You do nothing. You do nothing. Because the entire store is wired with computer vision. It knows exactly which products you take. It already knows who you are because it's recognized your face. And when you walk out, your account is charged instantly, completely frictionless. There are no cashiers in the store.
You cannot buy or sell in an Amazon Go store without this system knowing it. It sees your face, charges your account, you walk out, you do nothing. We talked about in the last program, Neuralink, how Elon Musk is putting an interface in the brains of people so they can interface more quickly with the internet, and how 5G technology, we talked about that in the previous program, prevents the delay there. So it's like instantly knows what you've taken. Driverless cars, we talked about all that. But look what he said. This is what Jeff Brown said. He says, Amazon is one of the most prolific artificial intelligence companies in the world. Why is this important? Because it's about the marketplace. You can't buy or sell. We'll talk about at this program, hopefully, we'll get to that scripture today, Revelation chapter 13. But it's about you can't buy or sell without the system knowing it. What do you say? You walk into the Go store, and you just walk in. It knows you're there. It looks at your face. You pick up the milk. You put the milk back down. It knows that you put it back down. You put a brownie in your basket. It knows you picked up the brownie. It sees your face. It charges your account. I mean, we're there right now. Amazon is the one company that uses artificial intelligence. They're the most prolific user of it. The marketplace dude, who's one of the richest dudes in the world, almost $100 billion worth, you know, that he's using this artificial intelligence to buying and selling. Not only that, you know, they created this speaker system to put in your house called Alexa. Yeah, there's other companies, but this particular one with Alexa, it's tied to the most prolific user of artificial intelligence of the world, Jeff Bezos, Amazon. And so that speaker sits there, and they even have glasses now that operate just like a speaker, and they're connecting the person to the internet to be able to connect to their marketplace to know whether you want to buy something or you don't want to buy it, whether you can buy it or sell it. Let's listen as he's talking about Jeff Brown talking to Glenn Beck about specifically about Amazon. Take a look.
So they use it for the retail environment. They use it across their cloud computing systems. They use it in their recommendation engines for their e-commerce business. And they recognize that if they don't retrain their workforce,
yeah, nothing.
They can't continue the growth trajectory that they're on.
Right, and you come to a point to where that sounds great. I want to live in that world.
Yeah.
But what happened? How are these other people making a living? What are they doing? All these jobs have been replaced. That's wonderful. Mm. And it's one reason why Yang has been interesting to me. I disagree with his conclusions. Mm. But when he's talking about UBI, it doesn't work. In my opinion, doesn't work.
Correct.
It won't work.
Correct.
However, at least he's having the conversation of,
yep,
we're going to have, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs on crack cocaine, steroids, you know, Nazi kind of experiments to keep the body going. That person that is really in control of a lot and the money, and I don't see how that's going to change. And then you're going to have all the people who have just lost their jobs and didn't even see it coming. Mm. How do you make this world work? Which is jobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. It completely does. The way I look at it is we're going to have two buckets of people. One bucket will be those that are willing to retrain, to willing to literally find a new purpose, a new career. There will be jobs. There will be tons of jobs. There will be economic expansion like we've never seen before.
Sure.
But we have to be flexible in terms of what we're doing. If we still want to dig coal, we're in trouble. That's the second bucket, which is the bucket that says, you know, I've done this for 20 years, and that's all I'm going to do until I retire. And this is going to be where the societal challenge is. Because we have jobs that we need to fill. For example, right now, there are more than 1 million job openings unfilled in artificial intelligence and machine learning, data science. Unfilled. There literally aren't people to take those jobs. And we have people that could potentially fill those jobs if they underwent training. So what I love about what Amazon is doing, they're being proactive about addressing this issue.
Boy, they're getting heat like they're an evil company.
Yeah, they're much... Google and Facebook are... Yeah, no, Amazon is not evil. It's creating extraordinary wealth. Not only for itself, but for its investors and, you know, for its employees. And and it's still growing at that size, a $1 trillion company.
They're not in the end.
So you're looking at the unique thing about the fact that it's Amazon. It's the marketplace. It's the marketplace of products and services. And they're even their own pharmacy now. They're providing medicine for people. They're providing services. And half of their income, remember you talked about, is cloud computing, you know, AWS, Amazon's web services. Even the CIA and the government, they won contracts with the government. They're keeping everybody's information, supposedly the most secure servers out there. So understand, this whole thing is about connecting, interface with the artificial intelligence, with 5G technology, with Starlink, with what's put up and other ones that are creating the 5G technology that's going to be here any moment now and is happening as we speak. By 2030, the whole world will be shifted over. You won't even recognize it anymore. But listen, even the cloud services, it's one half of this huge company's income, their cash wealth, comes from cloud services, AWS. Listen to this.
But we should remember that the part of their business that makes up more than half of their profits and more than half of their free cash flow is their cloud services business. It's an empire where they basically just lease computing power and storage to any company on earth that doesn't want to build and maintain their own data center, which is most companies. Amazon can do it far better and far more cheaply than you can do it yourself. And they've been extraordinary. They've been adopting the artificial intelligence hardware to basically be the largest provider of artificial intelligence computing power in the world. And so what they're doing with their cloud services business is actually directly contributing to the advancements that we're seeing in artificial intelligence companies.
There was a day that the kings were kings of nations, that you had the king of this country and the king of that country, and they had power, they had wealth, they had armies, they had abilities to force their will if people tried to do things outside their country to protect their borders. But today, industry, you have the kings are actually in industry today. Apple is like one of the largest companies in the world. They control bigger economy than most countries out there. Amazon, a huge, he literally just said that Amazon, you can say Amazon Web Services, AWS, is an empire. Think about that. Amazon's Web Services, AWS, is an empire. These are huge. What happens is, you know, whoever controls the money controls the vision. You're looking at, you know, right now you're looking at this season when people are going through a difficulty trying to get products and services and things to help them out. They're like, who's going to bring me my substance? Who's going to bring me my food? And they're saying, we can deliver. As a matter of fact, they're saying, stay home. We'll deliver it for you. It's happening. The thing is shifting as we speak. And so I want to encourage you, as you're seeing this, you're seeing a global shift into this last days economy, this beast economy spoken of in Revelation chapter 13. And we're going to talk about what to do about this. But you think about some of the things that we've been talking about over the period of time, the Internet of Things. We've talked about a program on this, and you can find out more about these things I'm talking about right now. And maybe there's even links to it below. But the IoT, the Internet of Things, everything's connected to the Internet. Your Internet, your toaster, your car, your marketplace, everything. Some of the other things we talked about is how IoT, Internet of Things, is code word for what will take over our daily lives. We also talked about how the Internet of Things is the greatest concern with what Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said about the Internet of Things. And whoever gets 5G technology first will rule the world. And this race is taking place across the world for 5G technology. But we talked about that with Elon Musk with Starlink putting up the satellites. We talked about how companies have implant parties where the employees are coming in and they're having a party as they're injecting the chip into their hands. You know, is your phone controlling your life? Yes, it is. It's amazing what phones are doing. But we talked about that and how Silicon Valley is aware of what they're doing. They have a few people that actually know what they're doing, how they program delays and all in your phone. A chilling warning that we talked about, artificial intelligence can start a war. And it must be regulated. As a matter of fact, we talked about Elon Musk sat down with the governors of America, the 50 governors of America. Each state has a governor. And he told them, you must regulate this. But they haven't even understood it even to this day. And artificial intelligence is not yet regulated. We talked about the first man to board an airline with an embedded chip in his hand. We talked about biohacking, turning your hand into a remote control with an implanted chip. Basically, you just wave your hand and you control things by your hand. A global world summit where Elon Musk is talking about massive unemployment is coming. That's what they talked about UBI with Glenn Beck. UBI means universal basic income. We got to do something. They said that the machines are going to do all the work for us. And we talk about we cannot surrender our bodies, our free will over. We have to say, I'm a free agent. God has given me free will. In America, we're a government by the people and for the people. The government's established to be able to protect our rights given to us by God. That's what it says in the Declaration of Independence. It says that in the U.S. Constitution. This includes protecting us from enemies foreign and domestic. In other words, if there's businesses in America that are trying to take over our rights, we have a constitutional right where we say, you know what? You can't do that. So there's things we have to be able to think about. So we talked about so many different things, and I want to be able to cover this real quick. So you think about this. You've been following us in the last few programs. It's so powerful. I mean, it's so awakening. Here we are at this moment where we're shifting into this end time economy. We talked about what? Elon Musk is working on a 5G technology for all the world through Starlink technology. America has cut a deal with him. The FCC is letting him launch 12,000 satellites, and he wants to do 30,000 more to be able to provide 5G technology, which he said was the problem, the delay. But 5G, there is no delay. We also talked about Elon Musk's company called Neuralink, where they're actually showing how you implant these wires and this computer into your brain so the interface will not be delayed. You think it happens, it connects with the internet with a 5G technology. We talked about Amazon, how Amazon in the marketplace and his merchandise, he's merchandising worldwide, including products, technologies, medicine, services, and all this. But they're doing it in such a way that you cannot buy or sell without the system knowing it. They are the most prolific users. Amazon is one of the most prolific users of artificial intelligence on the face of the earth, and they're controlling the marketplace, including their Amazon Web Services, which produce over half of their income, that they're keeping people's data. It's all about data when you think about it. And God spoke to me. He spoke to me back in 2013. It was August the 12th, 2013, and he shows me in this night vision, you know, very specifically, because what this whole thing is, it's about data. It's about data. They're collecting data on you. They're collecting data on your merchandise, data on everything, data. And these computers and artificial intelligence are maneuvering data. We talked about driverless cars. It's all about data, cranking out lots of data to be able to decide who's going to live, who's going to die in a car accident. Well, in this particular night vision, I'm sitting here, and everybody's like in these like office pods, these little office places, you know, where you're sitting down, and people are entering in all this data, like, this person's entering data, but you go to this next little office cubicle next to you, and they're entering in data. And the one just like that next to them, they're all entering in data, like social security numbers, identification numbers, driver's license number, everything that identifies you. And then, but they weren't letting anybody talk about what was going on. And every one of us inside our cubicle had whiteboards that we could write on. And you couldn't just stand up and go, wait a minute, this is wrong, right? You know, something's not right with this. And so in this encounter with God, this is what he said, and this is what this whole thing has been about. This is what this whole thing has been about. So I couldn't say nothing, but I could write something on my board. And this is what God had me write in this prophetic encounter. I wrote, and the number of his name is 666. I mean, of all the things I could write, why would I write that? Well, let me tell you why I'd write that. As a matter of fact, in the book of Revelations, which is prophecy, Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, I want to read something to you. This is what I've been working towards to show you about the beast economy. And it's about the prophecy of the last days beast economy. And it says, then I saw a second beast, it's a system, a second beast coming out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. It exercised all the authority of the first beast on its behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wounds had been healed. They were wounded fatally, now they have life again. And it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth to full view of all the people. They could see the fire coming down. Because of the signs it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast, it deceived the inhabitants of the earth. The things that it's able to do convinces people to follow it instead of follow God. This whole beast ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who had been wounded by the sword, but yet now he's alive. And the second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, image, right? Think about it. Your phone talks to you. Your Alexa talks to you. Your Google Hub talks to you. Everything talks to you. He said the second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak. Oh, my goodness, it's speaking. How many people is having a conversation with their computer? Speak. And it caused all who refused to worship the image to be killed. Understand this. If you don't put it first, if you don't say it's greater than God, it's that you can't just follow God. In Florida, for example, in America, they arrested a pastor for having church and saying that that was not necessary. At the same time, they're allowing people to abort their children. They're saying that's necessary, but preaching the gospel is not necessary. This is going to increase, and we're looking at where you got to listen to the system. And so if you didn't worship it, you'd be killed. It said it also forced all people great. It forced all people great and small. It forced, say that word with me, forced. It forced all people great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads. What do we talk about with Neuralink? Talking about injecting those wires in computer into your brain. We talked about in our previous program. There it is. So that they could not buy or sell. Hello, Amazon, right? They could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Whoa! Think about it. I'm watching this stuff in this night vision. God's showing me what's taking place. People are putting all this data in, and all of a sudden they wouldn't let anybody talk. Why? Because they're gonna put you in jail. Whoever controls the system is gonna keep you from buying and selling without this particular knowledge. You're not gonna have a choice if you want to live. But the question is, are you willing to die for the Lord? Think about this. Think about this. They were entering the data. They wouldn't let me talk, but I could write. And I'm writing on your heart right now. This system is being established. As we speak, it's like it's way in there. I mean, it's happening. It is the beast economy. And the one that's over it, the dark one that's over it, his number is 666. I wrote, look at this, put it up against so you can see it. And I said, and this is what I wrote on the board. I said, and the number of his name, the number of his name, was 666. That's what this whole thing is about. Think about it. That's what this whole thing is about. God told many, many, many years ago, John the Revelator, he told him on the Isle of Patmos, he said, write these things down. These things will come to pass. There's no way they would have known all this stuff, but it's happening right now. The question is, if you died today, where would you go? Would you take the mark? So many people are driven by their stomach and their desires and their lust. But listen, you have to make a decision. Are you willing to live? Listen, if you're willing to stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. You have to know who your God is. Get rid of all the religion. Get rid of all the garbage, all the stuff you've been. It's time to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. God sent his son in the world. This same Jesus I'm talking about right this moment is the one that spoke to John to write down the book of Revelation over 2,000 years ago about Revelation chapter 13, that this day would come. But understand, our God will protect us. If you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you say, Lord, I see it. This thing has made my heart bare. Jesus, I want you to be the Lord. If that's you right now, I want you to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I want you to say this prayer with me. Say this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, that's right. Dear Jesus, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned. Wash me, Jesus. Cleanse me, Jesus. I want you to be the Lord of my life, Jesus. I acknowledge that you are the Son of God, and I'm going to follow you, Jesus. Save me, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the family. Is that awesome? You got to go to meetmyfather.org. Write to us. We got some great things to be able to give you. Welcome to the family. And also, don't forget to go to the community, the VFNKB community at VFNKBcommunity.com to connect with us and join the conversation. Let's just pray right now. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. Encourage them, Lord God. I pray Psalms 91 protection over them. Dear God, I ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget what Jesus told us, what the most important thing is. What is it? Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.